He is a platinum-selling, Grammy-winning reggae legend who has scored 4 UK number ones. He's back with a new single. He's boombastic. He's Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Utter. Loving it.
Yeah. We're loving the voice. Is that hard work to keep that going?
How long can you keep that going?
Because it's so gravelly that we think it must get a bit sore after a while. You must need a gargle with some lemon and water and stuff.
Not at all. It is natural. It all comes from the Kahunas.
Which is a small village just outside of Kingston. In case people don't know.
From the Jamaican Kahunas, you know what I mean? Loving it at all, large.
We've been loving your new single with Mohombi and Fayadi and Kosti. Makes lovely coffee, by the way.
Yeah.
How do you choose who's going to be on these songs with you? I mean, do you have to have an E sound on the end of your name, or are they just guys from down the pub? Or where do you rummage around and find your collaborators?
Well, you know, I'm always about what the song sounds like. You know what I mean? Some people might do collaborations because, you know, an artist is hot and it gives them leverage. I really just do it because it adds something great to a record. Take, for instance, Angel. Nobody knew who Rayvon was, but he brought an incredible talent and sound to the record that was a number one smash. We did the same thing with Rick Rock on It Wasn't Me. Nobody knew who he was. In this case, it was a little bit different. They had done the record already with Kosti. I just added to it that made it special. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Producer Kosti and I have worked on a couple of records. So him and I have been collaborating for a while, so the chemistry was already there.
And was it hard work reclining on that yacht on the video there?
Hey, you know, the craziest thing about that video is, I mean, if you look at when the video started, you know, we all hugged each other. That was me walking out of the airport. We walked out of the airport and went straight on the boat.
It's tough being an international pop sensation.
I'm telling you. And I shot it and then went straight to sound check. And then at my show, they asked if they could film a couple of scenes, you know, at the show. I'm like, go ahead. And then the video came out and I was like, wow, this was amazing. You know what I mean?
Does look like you're really living the life there. What made you pick Spain? Why Spain?
You know what? We didn't pick Spain. It was just the fact that I was on tour at the time and they needed to do the video. And it's quite a production to get, you know, Fadi, Mohambi and myself all together to shoot this video.
With your entourages and egos, I expect.
Yeah, well, no, those guys are pretty chill guys, just as far as schedules are concerned.
You sound like the kind of man who wouldn't work with anyone who's not kind of chilled.
Yeah, that's not my vibe, you know what I mean? But it was hard to get us all in the same place. But I was on tour at the time, and the only break I had was that one day that I wasn't jam-packed doing stuff, and it was in Spain. So they said, okay, we'll fly to Spain and do it.
Well, and you managed to fit in lounging on that boat. Well done. You really...
You did it very well. It looked like you'd done some rehearsals for it.
Amazing. And they had some nice girls on there too, so it was good.
Oh, darn it. What a shame.
Well, Shaggy, we thought as you did film the video in Spain, we've got a little game for you called How Well Do You Know Your Españoli?
Okay, so I'm going to suck at this game.
We've taken some classic song lyrics and translated them into Spanish.
Yeah.
We just need to see how well you know your Españoli and if you can figure out what song lyrics they are.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
I'm not fluent, I'll be honest. Oh, ver como la chica bella.
There's a bit of a clue in the melody, which is a little bit slightly off.
Oh, ver como la chica bella.
I'm lost. What?
Oh, watch out, digal gru.
Oh, Carolina.
Oh, Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, watch how the gal groove. Let's have another go. Now you
watch. Watch how the gal groove. Okay,
yeah, that's how you did it proper.
Va para cría loco, ture mecha cambias sus gafas.
Oh, dear.
I think your melody must be off because I don't even recognize that
it's
melody.
I didn't
recognize our melody.
There should be. Va para cría loco, ture mecha cambias sus gafas. Should I do the big reveal?
Yeah, do the big reveal.
Okay. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs.
Oh.
Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs.
Yeah.
You know, she y'all go bring down whatever things are from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick pon your answer, no off it talk. But if she back a gun, you better run fast.
Yes, that's the best thing you're going to hear today.
But you can't do it in Spanish, so you still don't win.
Oh.
The only word in Spanish you need to understand is C.
Do you want to go on a yacht with these gorgeous young ladies, Shaggy?
Si.
Una cerveza, por favor.
Yeah, you need that one as well.
Si.
Yeah. Now, Shaggy, we want to know a little bit about your life and about what you're like in different situations. So really, we're looking now into the life according to Shaggy. Now, you're very mellow and you don't like to brag. But if Shaggy did get braggy, what would you brag about? What are you most proud about? I don't know, some kind of thing that you're really proud of.
I have a lot to be proud of. You know, it is wonderful to be doing what I do, and I love my job. I would say I'm most proud of my performances because it's my most comfortable thing to do. I think it is the biggest ego rush to have 10,000 people at your command.
If there was one thing that you would get a bit naggy about, something that annoys you or something, if Shaggy gets naggy, what would you be nagging about?
I would be very nagging if I have to go to my hotel at 9 a.m. and didn't get a room until 1:30.
Oh, no.
Surely that's never happened to you, Shaggy.
Yes, it did.
Oh, no, not today. Not today. No.
Yesterday.
Oh, no. Has ye oldie England treated you badly?
No, England has treated me good. The hotel, on the other hand.
It's probably one of those American chain hotels. That's what I blame it on. Now, when you are doing your jet setting around the world, you've got like your stuff you take with you, certain things. So when Shaggy gets baggy, what's in your bag?
A must have. That would be probably my phone charger.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a panic when that battery dies.
It's a wrap.
Oh, it's all over. Well, we have one final question, if that's okay, because obviously we're the breakfast show.
Yes. As an international jet setting superstar, we do need to know, what is the best breakfast you have ever had anywhere on our fine planet?
The best breakfast is a Jamaican breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
The Jamaican breakfast consists of some ackee, some saltfish.
Oh, yeah, we had ackee and saltfish.
Yeah, we did,
right?
Yeah.
Then it also consists of some fried dumpling. Then there'd be boiled banana. Then you might have also breadfruit fried. And, of course, you could have your callaloo.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
About callaloo?
I've never had callaloo. No.
It's like spinach. It's like spinach. Then you have your mackerel rundown. Oh, yeah, it sounds a little crazy now, right?
Are we putting any goat in there for good measure?
No, that's dinner.
Oh, right, okay. Right? Sorry.
Then you might have your red herrin with your banana fritters. And then you have your long-time Jamaican cocoa tea, well dry.
Yeah. And where in Jamaica serves up the best breakfast?
One place, Kingston, Jamaica, my house.
There you go. And we're all coming round. You don't know it's a surprise for next week. Shaggy, everybody!
Yeah!
Oh, love it.
Loving it.